At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome, everyone, to the SI Media Podcast. I'm your host, Jimmy Train. A bonus episode this week. We already put out our regular weekly pod with John Oran of Sports Business Journal to talk about media news, including WWE Network going to Peacock and some NFL stuff. So if you haven't listened to that, you can check that out. Bonus episode here because I got the chance to speak to Roman Reigns, WWE superstar, who will be main eventing Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, and always good to talk to him and give you WWE fans a little taste of Roman Reigns, who's been on a couple of times. So if you missed the John Oran pod, check that out. If you're not into sports media and you're here just for Roman and you're a WWE fan, we have recent interviews with The Undertaker and Paul Heyman in the archives. So check those out. All right, let's get to it right here. SI Media Podcast, WWE superstar Roman Reigns. All right, joining me now, biggest star in the WWE, got SmackDown Friday nights on Fox, Royal Rumble this Sunday, WrestleMania coming up, and he's nice enough to come back on the SI Media Podcast, even though I once said he was 10 years older than he was. Roman Reigns. Roman, how are you?
The wise one. Yes, I am. And just in WWE, come on now.
Well,
come on, all of sports entertainment. Let's get it right. Let's start this thing off correct.
Paul Heyman is definitely an influence on you because I had Paul on this podcast in November and it was like, you know, an hour of him selling Roman Reigns as hard as he could possibly do it, as only he can do it. It was pretty good, I must say.
Easy sell job. Easy sell job.
There's so much to talk about with you, with the Rumble coming up and Mania. But I got to ask him, that has nothing to do with wrestling because I think it's just beyond fascinating. I would love to know how many people are like you, where you have two sets of twins. That's got to be pretty freaking cool.
Yeah. So at first, I think we thought we were like, you know, just an anomaly. Like this, there's no way this happens other than like, you know, the reality shows you see. But apparently, this is it's happened quite a few times as we looked it up. But yeah, man, it's a big table that I sit at the head of.
Yeah.
Sometimes we feel like the animals run the zoo. It is a loud house for sure.
Yeah. Cause you have five, you have the two sets of twins. And I know you have another child, so you have five total. So that's, it's gotta be a handful, but when I heard that you had another set of twins, I was like, like you said, reality shows, but reality shows aren't even real anymore. But it's like, I was like, do I know anyone in my life who I've ever, you know, encountered? And I was like, I can't think of it. So it's gonna be interesting when they get older.
I'm the guy, you know. Yeah.
It's gonna be interesting when they get older if it's gonna be like the two twins against each other, or if they'll pair off and they'll have like a sort of a mixed tag. Like it's gonna be a little
crisscross.
Yeah.
it's funny because so you know, I have my 13-year-old daughter. She's my only female. My older boys are 4 years old, and then the babies, they're boys as well. They're 10 months. So And they're now moving and crawling around. And one of them just continually makes it to back to the playroom, like to the little, to the boys' corridor back there. And he's just in there. And it, man, every single time that we check the cameras and look at him, I'm so concerned that the big boys are just going to, you know, trample him and just like stampede him. But he loves it. So I know one of them for sure is going to be mixing up with the big guys.
You could be the head of the table, WWE champion, biggest star in sports entertainment, but the 10-month-old is going to run the show. It's just the way it is.
He's going to try. And then, yeah, I mean, you know, for SmackDown, I'm running the show, but at home, my wife is the true head of the table. She's the real boss.
Yeah. Oh, congrats on that. That's very cool. You know, I was doing a little research here, and it seems like there's a big hullabaloo going on right now. Because The Undertaker, I guess, went on the Joe Rogan podcast, and I guess Goldberg somewhere else, they've come out to say that today's WWE superstars are soft. So I wanted to give you a chance to respond to that claim.
We do the same job. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like the bumps got any worse or any better. And it's funny because you hear the old timers, they'll be like, I don't consider Undertaker and Goldberg old timers, you know, but my father, their generation, you know, the golden era, the 70s, you know, that's a different generation, I would think. But you always hear them like, a drop kick was a finish back in my time. So that means you didn't quite, you know, drop kick. That's like the second move you see in a wrestling match nowadays. So, we're doing a lot more, and you know, sometimes I think we're a lot more physical, and because the audience has seen so much more, we have to do a little more in order to pique their interest, in order to show them a little something different. So, you know, what we call a false finish, you know, a finisher that people a pin that people believe will be the final, you know, move of the match, we go through those like it's, you know, Steamboat Savage, like that. You'll see that on a SmackDown. You'll see, you know, 15 false finishes on a SmackDown. So it's strange because, like, I don't know. I think he was just, I really feel like he misspoke, because Mark is a really good guy. He's very knowledgeable. He obviously has a ton of respect for the business. Goldberg is just Goldberg. Who cares?
I'm glad you said it.
Yeah. Somebody's got to. but, you know, he's talking about guns and knives in a locker room. Like, come on, Mike. I mean, you guys traveled just like we did. Did you really get that stuff through the security? You know, TSA is just letting everything happen back then. I don't agree with it. I'm not I choose to play video games sometimes on my own time. I don't do it at work. And as you can see, and some of my characters based around it, I've always been one that networked and politicked and tried to, you know, communicate and work while I'm at work. Some guys choose to stay in the locker room. And for guys like the New Day, who are just uberly talented, who just have it, and when it comes time to put it on screen, they just bang, they go. They can get away with that. But I hope the younger guys that are in the locker room, you know, don't fall into that, because we're not all the same. I have to put my whole mind into work as I come to work on a Friday, all the way. You know, sometimes my wife has to tell me, shut it off, like, stop, like, just be at home, be present, because I can't turn it off sometimes. Yeah. And I think to be at the highest level of anything, you have to be borderline obsessive. So I think, I don't always think there's room for video games in the locker room, but you know, when we're running our regular touring system and it's a live event and there's nowhere to go, you done got kicked out of the hotel because you couldn't get the late checkout. You already hit the gym, you already picked up your food, and you're sitting, you know, in the locker room. I'd rather my guys, you know, play video games than be breaking into a bag of some sort. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, it's a different time, and I think we're smarter, and I think you're going to see that all, you know, from, you know, the financial side of it, how we save our money, how we prepare for the future, you know, having afterlife after the business when we can't fall down anymore, all the way to our actual health. So I think it was just like, you know, like a retired guy trying to sound gangster. being a retired guy. You know what I mean?
Like, what's weird to me about it is someone who's just on the outside and hears these stories pop up every now and then. It seems like the, I know you said you don't want to call them old timers, but I'll use that just for the lack of a better phrase. Like, they always seem to have an issue with the video games. Like, okay, video games are now played because everything is handheld and remote. You know, in the old days, you couldn't just travel with a video game the way you can now, and everything's even on your phone or whatever. You know, I mean, but it does seem like it's always centered around video games, which is bizarre to me because I think there are worse things people could be doing.
Absolutely, and they just didn't have them back then. Right. I mean, you know what I mean. I'm old enough now, and especially by your standard, I'm definitely old enough. I've lived to where, like, you had to play video games right next to the guy, you know, in the same room. Yeah. Now you can link up and you can play against, you know, millions of people. It's a different landscape. It's a different, you know, technology. But to me, what also was funny about the statement is, like, tough guys, right? Tough guys that carry knives and guns. Are you really a tough guy if you, like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
maybe I'm more old school than the old school, but from the way I was taught and my family and, you know, I don't know what they did on the road. I wasn't on the road, but I know my family members, we didn't carry handguns. This is all we're taught to use right here. That's old school to me. Right. So I don't know, you know.
We've got the Rumble coming up this Sunday. I don't want to just totally skip it and go to WrestleMania, but.
Well, for me, you can. We already know it's about to happen.
Yeah, well, you and Kevin Owens this Sunday, Royal Rumble, WWE Network, 7 p.m., Are you sick already, though? I mean, we've still got, let's see, 2 more months till Mania. And there's all this speculation about you and The Rock. Are you sick of the speculation about it and tired of talking about it? Or does the fact that so many people are talking about it and want it to happen make you want this to happen even more?
I think a little bit of both, you know, because, yeah, I mean, he's the biggest movie star on the planet, you know what I mean, and he's the most beloved social media personality out there, you know, I think from opinion and through the facts. So anytime you're paired up and there's interest in you having a matchup against someone like that, I mean, that's awesome grounds to find yourself in. But at the same time, I think the fans can get so worked up about something. And if you don't necessarily give them that right away, they tend to take a big crap on whatever you're doing. But, you know, it's one of those things like that's something, you know, I don't control. I like to think that I control a lot of things that I'm doing these days. But Dwayne is, you know, he's his own man. He's his own boss. When he wants to step in the ring, and I think it's going to have to be in front of a massive crowd when we're not in the middle of a pandemic and it's not, you know, a controlled environment.
Good point. Yeah.
Then he's going to pull the trigger, you know? So, yeah. But yeah, man, it's definitely a positive to have fans buzzing over that match.
How often, if at all, do you shoot him a text about, like, the people want this, we got to make this happen, there's a lot of buildup, you know, when are we going to do this? Or do you not engage him in that?
Oh, that's our business, man. You know, I share a lot of things with you guys.
All right, that's fine.
The conversations that me and DJ have, that's between us.
All right. Well, I just, but, you know, WrestleMania, that's all.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's, and I think, you know, any performer who, you know, actually cares, they're going to take in what the audience wants. And I think that's something that he stands on. That's like the foundation of his success, is that he cares about what the audience wants. And he tries to deliver that. That's something, you know, that I've learned over the years, is it's about the audience. That's why we're here. That's what our job is to give them something special and try to answer those questions and those wants that they have.
Yeah. You made a really good point that I didn't even think of about, you know, you have him coming in, you want to do it maybe in a year when hopefully we're all back to somewhat normalcy and you get people going crazy in the building. Then, you know, I know they said, Triple H actually told my colleague at SI, Justin Brasso, you know, they're going to do some fans in some way at WrestleMania. Obviously we know about your, you know, you've had health issues. You're fine with that. It doesn't give you any sort of nerves. You're good to go with a limited amount of fans at WrestleMania.
Yeah. I mean, you know, just like the fans, we have to protect ourselves as well as performers. And you know, that's something I take very seriously, you know, from my own health and my family's health. My as we talked about, I have a lot of young children. So it's something that has to be definitely, you know, looked into and, you know, perfected, I guess, you know, for a situation like WrestleMania. And there's no question, you know, I know WWE, you know, especially ever since I've come back, from my experiences, everything has been top notch. I've been, you know, extremely protected. And that's what it's all about, is keeping everyone's health and their safety as the priority. So, you know, and Mania is big. It's going to be in a giant stadium, Raymond James Stadium. Yep. There's going to be a lot more space, you know, and with a limited audience, that's going to create even more space. So, you know, we're going to have plenty of room, plenty of social distance in order to get to, you know, to still make it a very grand presentation, but also to, you know, be able to protect ourselves.
Like I said, before Mania, we have the Royal Rumble this Sunday where you will face Kevin Owens. Two things, if you want to just lump them in, you know, you're facing Kevin Owens. So we got that. And I guess the Rumble this year, I would expect, is going to be a little emotional. Maybe something special happens because Pat Patterson created it. And unfortunately, he passed recently. So if I'm looking forward just to seeing, you know, how they incorporate Pat, you know, if there's any sort of way WWE, you know, reminds everyone that he created that very popular format. So tell us about Rumble on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, as far as my match, you know, for me, it's the same mindset, you know, win, because the Universal Championship, that's the key to the kingdom. That's what makes me tick. That's what, you know, puts me in position to be the head of the table, you know, and to lock down this top spot of not only my family, but of this WWE family, you know, to kind of make me the head of this tribe, you know, of sports entertainment. But for me, you know, there's, you know, I'm a very positive person. I don't think of the negatives. I know Kevin Owens he's a badass. He's a guy who does not take no for an answer. You know, and on screen, I like to call him a cockroach, you know, because he just won't die. And he just seems like you can drop a nuke on him and somehow, some way, you know, he's, you know, scurrying around. But it's going to be a tough fight. But at the same time, I prepare daily, every single day. Like I said, sometimes I can't turn it off. And that's why I'm the very best in the world, because I'm so dedicated to it. Because, of, you know, not only my dedication, but some people are just, you know, born to do stuff. My pedigree, my background, the grooming, you know, that I've received throughout my entire life. It's all just going to add up to be too much for Kevin Owens. He's going to try, but he's going to fail, point blank period. But when it comes to the Royal Rumble, as you said, you know, it was founded by Pat Patterson, who, man, he's done so much for this business, so much for our family. You've heard it, you know, we just talked about him a little bit, you know, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, he did so much for him, you know, to start his career, discovering him, you know, really, really, you know, backing him and you know, talking to Vince and all the powers to be that this guy had it. So Pat was a very special figure within our you know, wrestling world. And hopefully, you know, because I'm not, you know, involved in the Royal Rumble, I'm, you know, in my title match, I don't have too much insight on what's going to be happening for that match, but today would be the day to find out. So I will dig into that and I will get back to you later, I guess.
My DMs are open.
But I know, you got it. But I know just how much he meant to Vince and everyone, you know, that makes any type of, you know, decisions around here. If there's something special that can be done, we'll do it for him. Yeah. We love Pat, man. We miss him. Oh man, what a huge loss. But at the same time, he was a happy soul, and I know he's in a happy place.
Yeah. Amazing creation, the Royal Rumble. I know we only got a minute or two, but I just want to get a couple of quick things in here. I have a 15-year-old niece who's a huge WWE fan, huge Roman Reigns fan, and she wanted me to ask you how much you like being a bad guy after being a good guy for so long. And I was gonna bring that up in my own way with my own twist. She wanted it straightforward like that. But, you know, when I had Paul Heyman on this podcast, he said, you know, you guys wanted to work together for a long time. You knew the heel turn was, it was just a matter of the right time. it really has taken off and elevated you, it seems like. And you're, you know, the star of SmackDown every Friday night on Fox. How much, there's two angles of it here. How much fun has it been for you, but also how much pressure has it been for you?
Well, the pressure's always been there, you know, and I think that that's kind of one of the, you know, some of the burden, so to speak, of not only just the positioning that I have within WWE, and, you know, the roles that I play within, you know, our hierarchy, but I think just, you know, representing a legacy, representing my family, you know, our bloodline, to have such a rich tradition, you know, being within this family business every single day. Like I said, I think I did like I tweeted something about Rodney, my cousin Yokozuna. Every single day, man, it's not just what we do in the ring. It's how we represent ourselves and what we do, you know, inside the ring, outside the ring, every single week, you know, I mean, whether it's me just walking down to the ring or, you know, closing a show, I want everything to be perfect. So I think that pressure is always there for me, no matter what. Being a bad guy is fun, man. You know what I mean? Like it's just fun to mess with people sometimes, and it's fun to just not worry about, you know, the politically correct things to say all the time, and being PC and you know, to be able to just let it go sometimes and say what you want. But
do you ever wish you, well, forget, I was going to ask if you ever wish you were part of the Attitude Era, but because they really had no filter on what they could say, but you know, I guess you're doing pretty good for yourself now. So why would you want to be part of the Attitude Era when you're running SmackDown pretty much?
Yeah. To be honest, man, and I'm not like, this is going to make some good headlines, right? But it would have been too easy, man. Like it would just been like, I feel like Cena said it before, is it's a challenge to be PG. It's a challenge to kind of not have to go the cheap route. You know what I mean? Like, being able to shove everything up everyone's ass, you know what I mean? Like to do all that stuff, you know, to just chug beers, like, man, is it really that? Like, I'm not taking away from the performance and the physicality of what they did and the stories that they told in the ring. These guys were great performers and great in-ring wrestlers. There's no doubt about it. But the character development was easier. You know what I mean? Like, if I could just start chugging bourbon, you know what I mean? And like, you know, smoking cigars, imagine what my character could be. Like, you know, we could go even further on this, you know, mob boss tip, but you just have to be, it's more challenging what we do now. And it reaches to, I mean, it's the facts. That's why, you know, that's why the business is bigger. That's why we have a bigger, you know, platform now, you know what I mean? And that was all due to the help that's in all the work before us to get to this point. But at the same time, if we don't do it how we do it now, it wouldn't be that way. So it was a different time, but I like where I'm at now.
Last thing before I let you go, I got to ask, since you played football at Georgia Tech, Super Bowl prediction from Roman Reigns?
Man, especially from time to time, I get that comparison of, you know, kind of being in that Tom Brady light, always winning, you know, people getting sick of like, you know, the same person winning championships and stuff. So, I would love to see Tom get another one. He, you know, from my lifetime, obviously, and probably of all time, he's the greatest quarterback of all time. So I wouldn't mind seeing him get another one, you know, and just putting that, you know, that record and, you know, putting his legacy over the top to where it's, you know, undeniable. But man, do I like Mahomes. I'm not a fan of the Chiefs because they beat my Niners last year, but man, respect, you know what I mean? I like, you know, the new generation getting that shine. I like seeing a young guy, you know, representing, you know, the new school and doing at such a high level. And he's so entertaining to watch that. I mean, the Chiefs are really, they're a really fun football team to watch. So it's hard to go against that. But I mean, if I'm going to root for somebody, I'm going to root for Tom. And then also Tampa. I've lived there for a long time. I'm a Florida boy. Right. So I'm always rooting for a Florida team.
Yeah, pretty. They got WrestleMania and the Super Bowl at the same stadium in the same year. It's pretty crazy. I appreciate you coming on. Let's SmackDown every Friday on Fox, where you're on the show. Royal Rumble against Kevin Owens this Sunday, WWE Network. And then, of course, we get the big one, Mania, in a couple of months. So I appreciate the 35-year-old Roman Reigns coming on the SIV podcast. I will never forget that as long as I live.
Awesome, man. I appreciate you, Jimmy.
All right. Thanks, Roman. Take care. Be well. Stay safe. All right. My thanks to Roman Reigns. We recorded that Friday afternoon. He has SmackDown Friday night, so I appreciate him squeezing me in there and giving me some time, especially on a busy weekend. He's got the Royal Rumble. So if you're, like I said at the top here, if you're not a sports media podcast listener and you're just here for Roman, if you want to subscribe, we have WWE people on from time to time. Recently had The Undertaker and Paul Heyman on, so you can check those out in our archives. For regular SI Media podcast listeners, we already put out a pod this week with John O'Ran from Sports Business Journal, so check that out. And a couple of good ones we have in the archives from recent weeks. Troy Aikman was on the pod recently from Fox Sports. All right, that wraps up this bonus episode of the SI Media podcast, and we will see you next week. Take care.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.